sometimes I was neglected. My father, he wasn't there.
Mom.
I was abused too, man. I was abused too, man. Sometimes I was abused too, man. Sometimes I was neglected. My father, he wasn't there.
I don't need no dreams when I'm by your side.
She wild open with a penis all up in your vagina. She wild open with a penis all up in your vagina. Man, you don't have no defense. He breaking her down, man.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, doing big old Mac-ish things, keeping it P.I. till I D.I. You dig what I'm saying? Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline, who's on the phone?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Papa.
Hey, what's going on, player? Where you calling from?
Atlanta.
All right, what's on your mind today, player?
Hey, I'm just going to ask you a question right quick. What's the process of taking a club at night?
What's the process of doing
what? You in the club on a Friday?
Oh, taking a female home from the club on Friday night?
Yeah, like, let's say you go out to the club, but I understand the fact, you know, I saw your DVD, and, you know, the magic word you use at the end.
Yes.
As far as the process, do you run up on the bed on the bitch, or do you, like, post up on her for about 20 minutes, talk to her for a while before you...
What you do, I detail that whole dynamic in my book, The Art of Mac, and I got a whole chapter dedicated to that. Now, what you do, man, you just kind of plant the seed. You don't just loiter around the female all night. You kind of give her room to breathe, but you put the bid in. It has to be like a nonverbal vibe. You have to feel her energy, and she has to be feeling you. And you'll know when a woman is down, and you just throw that line on her, hey, let's go to breakfast later on, and just be very bold with your game and just really read the nonverbal language. But don't just loiter around the female and handcuff. A lot of guys will make the mistake of handcuffing the female when they feel that they're getting some good energy from her, and that might throw your game off. You got to let her know that you're secure enough to let her go out there and mingle with all these other people, because at the end of the night, you're still going to get that. You dig what I'm saying?
All right,
thanks for the call, player. What's going on, everybody? Glad to have everybody tuning back in to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, and I'm flowing straight from the Survivor Scrolls, broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. That's where you can get all the Macking specials. You can get the Mac Lessons in Brazil special downloaded to your computer. You can get Macking for Money. You can get the Mac Within t-shirts. And don't forget, a couple of days, y'all, the May 1st special, Tariq Nasheed live at Yale. You can order that right now and get the downloaded link on May 1st. It will only be up for one day only. So everybody, go to MacLessons.com and register for that. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? Glad to have everybody back. I've been getting a lot of emails. People love the Alexis Tyler interview I did last week. I had fun doing that. I love Alexis Tyler. I'm going to give her a shout out. Let's see who else is on the phone out here. Hotline, who's on the phone?
It is Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Dave from North Carolina.
What's up, man? What's on your mind, Dave?
I got a question. I read all your books, and I listen to your show all the time. All
right.
It seems like I be campaigning, like, for females, you know. I be campaigning, doing my thing, like, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, I'm real dressed nice and everything. My talk game is on point.
All right.
It seems like when I approach the females, it's like I'm getting, like, the feedback, like, I might campaign and like holler at mad females.
Alright.
It seems like I'm like, you know what I'm saying? They not hollering back at me, you know what I'm saying? Like recently I hollered at this chick. She took my number, you know what I'm saying? And I haven't, you know what I'm saying? They don't hit me back and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now you, what part of you in North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina.
What part?
New Bern.
Now I know, how far is that from Raleigh?
Yeah, I know. Probably like 2 hours.
Okay, because I know Raleigh got some bomb ass women over there, and they cool as hell. I know for a fact they are. They're cool as hell because I did a lecture out there, and nigga, it was like a line around the corner, just like a pool of cooperating fine ass women in Raleigh. I'm like, niggas don't know about this city. You need to.
Yeah, Raleigh be popping. You right on that.
That's what I'm saying.
I might need a.
Now, New Bern, that's not a big city, I'm assuming, right?
It's real small, you know what I'm saying? I even know, you know what I'm saying? I really don't holler at females down here. I kind of go, like, out to, like, either Jacksonville. But I know I need to be in Raleigh. You know what I'm saying? I need to be in Raleigh.
That's the thing about campaigning, man. Sometimes a Democrat cannot campaign in a Republican state. You dig what I'm saying? You're just not going to get elected. You got to go to places where they want to hear some Democrat game. You got to go to places where the women are open to your type of game. Sounds like your game might be too advanced for that small-time city. You know what I'm saying?
It's one thing how I dress, too. I dress, like, real casual, like, khaki pants and, like, a polo shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My style is, like, you know what I'm saying? Down here is, like, thuggish, you know what I'm saying? I'm more casual, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. More like, you know, exactly. Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You're supposed to be, you know, who you are. That's who you are. You like to dress, you know, casual. You don't want to be dressing in, you know, with bandanas and all that bullshit, man. But unfortunately, in certain cities, there are women who like that want to be thug bullshit. So instead of trying to cater to that, which them women ain't about shit anyway, go to places where women are receptive to good game, man. There's a big effing world out here. Your state is big. There's a lot of places within your vicinity. You just have to change up your location. You dig?
Yeah.
If you're not getting results in one spot, man, just keep it moving. Just check out another spot, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, player. Yeah. I always tell you guys that, man. This country, not only is the country big, the world is big. That's why y'all see I do these specials of me in all these different cities. Fellas, the world is big. There are going to be some women who cooperate with you. Sometimes you just got to keep it moving. I've lived all over the United States, man. And when the females start getting whacked, you just bounce. If the females, you go to a certain city, I've been on tour before, and certain cities, the women are cool. Certain cities, the women are whack. I talked about that in my book, The Mac Within. I talked about me going on one of my lecture tours, and I had some of the homies with me, and I had a real good friend of mine, a gangsta ass nigga named Lope, a big black gangster, fresh out of prison looking nigga. And we went to Louisville, Kentucky, and them women were treating that nigga like he was Usher. They were in love with that nigga. And all my conservative buddies, they weren't getting the time of day out there, but my thugged out homie, they loved him. Them women were sweating that nigga like crazy. And in other cities, women won't pay him no attention. So it just really depends, fellas. You just got to keep it moving. Keep on campaigning in different spots until you get elected. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with that. Anyway, want to give a shout out to everybody on my blog. Want to give a shout out to everybody at UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. See what's going on in the media today. A lot of stuff going on in the news. I ain't gonna get too much into it because I want to get into some emails and some good game for everybody. Now, one thing I wanted to touch on, y'all know that Eddie Murphy situation with him and that chick from the Spice Girls. The chick from the Spice Girls, for those who don't know, Scary Spice had a baby. She was dating Eddie Murphy for a little while. And she just recently had a baby, and she's saying that Eddie Murphy's the baby. Eddie say the baby is not his. And now there's pictures of the baby all over the internet. And I don't know now. That baby does kind of... some of you guys can go to Google and take a look for yourself, but Eddie, I don't know, man. That baby kind of looks a little bit like you, player. Now, the baby is, like, real light, and I know Eddie is real black, but, you know, it takes babies, a little while to get their real color. You dig? It takes babies a little while to really fall into the color that they're going to be. So a lot of black babies are born light. Hell, if you look at some of my baby pictures, I look like El DeBarge. So it just really depends. But that baby, I don't know, Eddie. I'm not saying it's your baby, Eddie, but I know my staff, you know, I got a very crack staff of detectives. They hacked into the baby's baby monitor at Scary Spice's house. And, you know, the baby's coming from a musical family. And they say that the baby already has a little talent already. The baby's showing musical talent. And I'm not saying it's Eddie Murphy's baby. I'm not saying that. But, again, we've cracked into the baby monitor. And we heard some stuff in there. Hold on. What's this? This is from the baby monitor at Scary Spice's house. Uh-oh, Eddie. I don't know, Eddie. I don't know, player. Anyway, y'all. Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline, who's on the phone? Well, hold on. Wait for them to call back. The phone lines are blowing up right now. A lot of folks are calling right now. And I'm going to get to you in a minute, everybody. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I just got back in from Vegas. I was in Vegas for a couple of days. I had a good-ass time out there. I was tearing their asses up on that goddamn blackjack table. I was killing them. And I just got back, and I've been chilling, getting my mind back together. Had to take me a little mini vacation. I was on my way to Vegas. I took the back way. You know, and people in L.A. know there's a back way you can take to go to Vegas to get there quicker. And, you know, it's like farms and fields and desert going the back way. And I saw a sign on this dirt road that said, goats for sale. And people who know me, they know I'm real ignorant with the shit that I buy. Sometimes I just buy shit just to be buying it. I ain't gonna bullshit. I started to buy me a fucking goat. The only reason I didn't do it is because I wasn't driving my truck. I was driving the other ride. The only reason I didn't buy me a goat is because the shit wouldn't fit in the car. I would have bought that goddamn goat. Now, y'all might think I'm bullshitting. People who know me know that's some real shit. Y'all be driving down Crenshaw and see me walking my goat. I damn sure started to buy a fucking goat just to buy a goat. Just to be the only nigga in L.A. with a goat. That would be some gangster shit, wouldn't it? I still might do it. I might buy the goat and put it on YouTube. I'm still thinking about doing it. Just to do it. What the fuck? I'd be gangster as hell with my goat. I train him. Be my little guard goat. I start a life of crime with my fucking goat. I run around robbing niggas with my goat. Like, nigga, give it up, nigga. Bah, you hear that, nigga? That's your life in my hands, motherfucker. Give it up. Bah, nigga, give it up. I be insane with my fucking goat. I be carjacking motherfuckers with my goat. I run up on folks like, bitch, get up out this car. Bah, you hear that? Get up out this fucking Geo Metro. People be looking at me crazy as hell. Lady be looking at me like, nigga, you got a goat. I'm like, bitch, you got a choice. Either get the fuck up out this Geo Metro, or this goat is gonna nibble the shit out your ass. Now get the fuck up out of here, bitch. I'd be insane with my goat. But anyway, I digress. But don't be surprised when y'all see me with a pet goat. Anyway, let me read a couple of listeners' emails. Got an email from Ray. What's up, Ray? Ray wanted to know. He's like, I met this young lady. She's real cute. She's real fly. I'm trying to get my foot in the door. I'm trying to hit it. And she wants to go out. And I want to know, what's a good place to take a female out on a date? Now, fellas, I talked about this before. I talked about this on the Mac Lessons DVD. I'm trying to see if I talked about it in any of the books, where to go on a first date. I think I talked about it in the Mac Within. Now, fellas, on a first date, like I always say, you got to try to keep that first date under 20 bones. You can splurge a little. You never go over $100. Try to keep it under 20. The operative is to keep the date under 20 bucks. Ideally, it's the best thing is to try to make it a free date, because you don't want to set the tone of tricking. When you're spending too much money on a first date, trying to floss, trying to show women how much of a baller you are, that makes it look like you're trying too hard. Got it? So you have to start off mackish. You know, the way you start is the way you're going to end up. You start off tricking, she's going to expect you to keep on tricking. You start off mackish, she's going to expect mackishness to come from you. So, like I've said before, on a first date, take the woman to a museum. All my LA folks, you can take women to the Getty Center. The Getty Center is some real baller-ass shit. And the Getty Center is absolutely free. People don't know that. It's free to get in there. Real fly place. I think you only have to pay $5 for the parking. That's the ideal place to take a woman on a first date. She'll be impressed. You'll seem refined. You keep your little money in your pocket. Bam. And places like the beach and the park. And I know some of you other cities, you really don't have beaches, but you have museums. You can take her ass to the museum. Somewhere simple. A coffee shop. Somewhere simple. Ideally, have her come over to your crib. Or you go over to her crib. That's what you want to do. Let me read another email from another listener. And this brother, name is Repo. Now, Repo says, "What's up, K-Flex? I'm new to your podcast, but I bought your first book years ago, and I'm going to get your new DVD. Now, I have a dilemma. The last few ladies I've kicked it with have been ready to give up the ass, usually the first time we kick it, which is the ideal, but at the same time, I get paranoid that these bitches are straight up hoes, and I no longer really want to hit it. I think that I enjoy the sexual tension and would like to draw out that phase without falling into some type of friend zone or some other bullshit situation. Also, how do I know that the female is giving up the ass too quickly because of my game or because she's just a hoe? I really appreciate your situation, your thoughts on this situation. Peace." Now, he brought up a very, very, very good subject. Sexual tension between men and women. Now, sexual tension between men and women is a very sexy phenomenon. You're being around a woman, that tension is building up. You don't know whether you're going to hit it or not. You are feeling the vibe from her. She's feeling the vibe from you. That sexual tension is a big aphrodisiac. It's almost like foreplay. It's like, I want to hit it. You want me to hit it. But let's just be real subtle about it. You're letting it build up. Like, let me give you an example. Like the movie Boomerang, the character between Eddie Murphy and Robin Givens, they had sexual tension. Then all of a sudden they ended up banging. Then that nigga got pussy whooped. That show Cheers with Sam and like the women who worked there, he had like sexual tension between him and Diane, for those who know about the show Cheers. So that sexual tension is a real cool dynamic. And it's cool to be around women and that sexual tension is building up, and then eventually you hit that. Now, a lot of guys, and this is for the ladies out here too, I want the ladies to peep game, and this is going to be an extension of the last email that I read. A lot of men want that sexual tension. They get turned on by the thrill of the chase, ladies. So a lot of times when y'all are giving up the ass too soon to, you know, niggas you just met, a lot of niggas might be turned off by that. Because they're like, okay, there's no sexual tension. This woman is just a hoe like that. Which in most cases, that's the truth. But a lot of men do like that sexual tension. A lot of men are hunters. And they like the thrill of the hunt. Now me, I like cooperation. Just goddamn it, cooperate with me. Bend over. Shit. But a lot of men like the thrill of the hunt. They like to feel like they've earned the ass. And the same goes with women on those dates. Now, fellas, when you go on a date, and again, this is an extension of the first email. When you go on a date with a woman and you're spending too much money too soon, the woman gets a little turned off because she knows she didn't earn that. She knows she don't deserve none of that shit you're doing. But she sees you as a guy who's too weak to put some game in. So you're trying to use financial means and monetary compensation to make up for your lack of game. And that turns women off. Because there's no tension there. A lot of women, when they're with a guy, they want to know, well, damn, does he like me? Is he feeling me? Am I good enough for this nigga? And when you ain't spending a whole lot of money, when you're not going out of your way to impress her, when you're not going out of your way to trick, that keeps the sexual tension alive. She's like, damn, I wonder if he's feeling me. You always want to keep women wondering that. And women too. Women, you always want to keep men wondering that. Damn, is she feeling me? Always have that sexual tension in there. That sexual tension is a major aphrodisiac. That's like the carrot on the stick. That's going to keep them coming back. That's very important. That sexual tension, that sexual vibe. That give, take away, you're in, out. You feel me? Now, ladies, if you just like giving up ass, I say, you know, shine up your hoe boots and make a business out of it. And some of you women out there, you got itchy pussies and you just like hoeing. Well, damn it, you need to get something out your hoeing. You need to be more of a hustler. But I digress. And speaking of simping and tricking, y'all remember Simba the Simp? I talked to his ass the other day. Simba, and he's listening to the show. Simba listens to the show religiously. And Simba's acting like a little punk ass. And I want you to hear this, Simba. I'm calling you out. I wanted Simba on the show the other day because Simba is in another situation that I wanted everybody to hear on the air. And that nigga got scared. He's all scared to get on the show because people were clowning because of the last time he was on the show. And fellas, don't be a bitch about a situation all scared when somebody says something to you or somebody reprimands you or somebody checks you. I mean, I've checked a lot of people on the board, a lot of the listeners, a lot of the callers, and we do it out of love. People on my blog, you'll get clowned if you get on the blog with some bullshit. If one of the players is slipping, you get clowned. But it's out of love. It's to keep niggas in line. Like pimping situations. Remember him from a couple of days ago? He sent me an email where he was doing a little bit too much brown nosing, and I had to give him that brown nosing tribute. He kept it all in good fun. He didn't get rattled up and bent out of shape. He got back on the board. He was like, you know what? You know, I basically deserve that. So, you know, I got to just step my shit up. And that's what a real player does. You acknowledge your mistakes, man. You just charge that to the game. Don't get bitched out and acting all punk-assed when somebody says something about your game and how weak it is. Just step it up. Like, there was another cat who used to be on the blog. I can't remember his name, but all my people on the blog remember who he is. And he used to be on the blog every day until one day we caught him, one of his pictures on MySpace and one of his photographs, that nigga had on a thong. And we had to tear his ass up. Then that nigga disappeared. He ran off, which he shouldn't have. Nigga, just don't put on a thong. You can't put on a thong and put it up on MySpace and don't think we ain't gonna tear your ass up. You dig? If you do some shit out of pocket, don't run off. Just take that ass whooping. take that verbal lashing and just charge it to the game. It's all love. It's all family. You feel me? You feel me, Simba? Better get your ass back on the show, man. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm glad everybody has tuned in. I'm going to holler at all you cats tomorrow. Peace.